All right, kids, come on up. Come on up, kids. I got my 17-cent notebook and I got my bag today, so come on up. Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Hey, set that down for just a second. Good morning. Smaller crowd today. I'll scoot on in here a little bit closer. So, have you guys ever noticed that we usually read three scriptures on a Sunday morning? You guys ever notice that? Yep. Usually we have two and then a space, like the kids talk, and then we have that last one. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit more this morning about how I think those are kind of like ingredients when you're cooking or baking. Who likes to bake? Yeah, me too. Well, actually, I like to eat what somebody else makes me, but I really like to bake too. What are the types of things you like to make? What's something favorite you like to make?
Cake.
You like to make cake. What do you like?
Cookies.
Cookies, cake. Do you guys like to help in the kitchen and cook? No? No? Okay. So, what do you need in order to do that? What are some of the things that you need? And I probably have some of those things in here. What do you need to bake? Say it loud so everybody can hear. A whisk? Hey, guess what? I got a whisk. Hold that. What else do you need? Oh, you need a bowl. Yeah, good. You can hold the bowl for me. There you go. Thank you. Yeah, because if you didn't have a bowl to put your ingredients, it would get really, really messy. What else might you need? What? Spoons? I got not just a spoon, but I have a measuring spoon. So this one here, who has ever made the mistake of putting in a tablespoon of salt instead of a teaspoon of salt? There you go. Yeah, that does it just on purpose. It ruins the whole recipe because a little bit of the ingredients in the wrong measure is a really bad thing. What? Anything else? What are you going to make? Do you need to have some instructions? Yeah, you need to have a recipe book. So this book right here, I just noticed this today, but it's got some scribbles in here. Yeah. There we go. Take a look at that. Yeah, so this book right here, it's got some yummy, sweet Christmas cooking, which will be coming up here before you guys know it. This was given to my wife, Witherly, by her mom back in 1985. So that was the first year that we were married. It even says something about the first Christmas. So with that, I've been able to deduce that these scratch marks and scribble marks are from one of my kids. So there we go. But with this thing right here, if I take and look at the ingredients, and I get all the right ingredients, and they're fresh, right? Sour milk, old flour, not so good. But if I have fresh ingredients, and I put them in the right amount, and most often, especially when you guys are your age, it's good to have a mom or dad or a grown-up help you out in the kitchen, right? Turn the oven on, all those types of things. And you put all those ingredients together, and you follow the recipes. Here's another question. Any all wet and all dry ingredients people out here, or do you just kind of mix? There we go. You just mix all in one bowl. That's me. You just take all the ingredients, and hopefully that's right. But it changes how things come out. So your recipe of cookies, I might follow the exact same one. It's going to come out a little different for me than it is for you, but they're both going to be delicious. So I was thinking about that in terms of the scripture, because I want to tie it back to the first thing I said. The scriptures that we listen to every Sunday are like ingredients in a recipe. And the service that we have here, there are different ingredients, different parts, and you combine those things together in order to have a really good result, right? When you make cookies, this makes the house smell wonderful. You could share them with somebody else when they're all baked. And the time that you spend actually cooking or baking is really nice time to spend in the kitchen with somebody too. Those are all really good things. They have a result that's really good. The same thing with our service in the morning. We gather together. We have the ingredients of God-given ingredients that he's given us on how to spend time together as believers in Christ. We sing, we listen to scripture, we have some teaching, we share communion together, sometimes we have a baptism. We share all of that together, and that combines into something that's wonderful as part of our community life as believers. So I wanted you guys to hear that this morning. Thanks for coming up. Oh, yeah. My wife would probably like to get this back. Thank you.